855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
You can call in on Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Talk about what you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition at 855-450-free. Let's go straight into the calls. You guys ready?
Let's do it.
I'm ready.
All right, let's go to Anthony. Anthony, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Take the talk back to Bitcoin.
Oh, yes. Cool.
I just got back from the Amsterdam conference in Europe.
Are they starting a Bitcoin church?
Pardon me?
Are they starting a Bitcoin church?
Pardon me?
Never mind.
I'm not sure if you heard about it. You got back from the... I hadn't been listening to the show earlier. I just thought I'd give a call in just from someone that had called in last week. I wanted to add something to his talk about mining, but I just wanted to first start off saying I just got back from the Amsterdam conference and the Bitcoin European conference, and it was excellently put on. It was a 3-day event. Over 300, I think, people attended it, and it was very well done. So last week, a gentleman called in regarding ASIC machines, and he was getting into it, or he was asking questions about inflation with Bitcoin.
Yeah, and just for people who aren't familiar with this, these terms, Bitcoin is a digital math-based currency, and ASIC machines are powerful machines for so-called mining of Bitcoins, which
is... Right, and they're only useful for that. You can't play first-person shooters on them.
Yeah.
Application-specific integrated circuits.
Yes,
right. And the gentleman called in saying that he was considering getting involved in the mining space to generate Bitcoins, and he was concerned that the inflation rate, that if everybody was getting on board, everybody would be generating these huge amounts and that the inflation would go crazy. And you guys, I think Stephanie and Brian perhaps were only there last week, I'm not sure, but you had talked about the difficulty rate always increasing when people get on board.
Right.
But I think one thing that was missing is that there is actually, I don't think was mentioned, is that there is a fixed and determined inflation rate that can always be checked. It's predictable. And I think that's maybe what was missing last week. It was that only 25 Bitcoins every 10 minutes can be produced, and that people are fighting for those 25.
I thought they had it down to six minutes. I'm sorry if I don't know.
You know what? I could say about 10 minutes because it's below. Sometimes it's above, I believe. And Stephanie may know more about that. But
yeah, the Bitcoin difficulty adjusts so that the average time to generate a block or to process a certain amount of transactions and make 25 Bitcoins is 10 minutes. The average time for a block is 10 minutes, but sometimes it's a little more, sometimes it's less.
Okay.
Just now that there are a lot of very powerful machines for Bitcoin mining coming online suddenly, it's sometimes so many come online at once that the network difficulty hasn't had time to adjust, and so the block time is a little bit faster. So that may be why you were seeing an average. But eventually it catches up within a couple days, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to hear it frequently how people say, well, there's so many different machines coming on board and people are almost promised the results for when they're first ordering their machines, that some people don't understand that it is a fixed rate and that only a certain amount are made every 10 minutes or so or whatever it is. And that's where where people can look in the future and even see actually how many coins will ever be over the next 100 years or whatever it is.
Yeah, I think that's really an important thing.
That's a great point.
Anthony, thanks for that. Appreciate it. And you can call in at Skype. All you have to do is send us, just like Anthony did, is send us a friend request on Skype. We're lrn.fm. And then you can call in just like he did.
Sound as good as Anthony, yeah.
And so, I mean, it's true. With Bitcoins, it's every 10 minutes. They produce 25. So no matter how many people are, bringing on board this equipment to mine as a term to sort of, hash to get these coins or whatever, do the computer work necessary to get the coins, this currency. And if there's a bunch of people vying for it, it's going to be less likely that you're going to be able to do it. You can't do it with a regular computer these days. I mean, just forget that.
No, yeah. I don't think at this point, mining is really not profitable. Just like you probably wouldn't mine for gold if you wanted to get some gold, you probably don't want to mine for Bitcoin at this point.
It's a great analogy. Let's go to Dave in Youngstown. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple of things. I want to start out by saying that I hope to see all you guys at Keenvention. It'll be my first vacation in a couple decades. And I have
wow.
my tickets and I have my reservations, and I'm going to be there.
Great. Fantastic. Yeah, we'll see you there.
Yeah, we will be there.
Brian right? and I are both moderating panels, right, Brian?
Yes,
right,
that is true.
Right.
Yeah, mine's about Bitcoin, actually, and Brian's is a technology panel.
Mm-hmm. I think this particular combination, the three of you that are on there now, is the best combination of co-hosts that I know of. I don't know who's complaining about Stephanie and Brian that Mark was talking about last week, but
thanks,
this
Dave.
Is definitely my favorite.
Honored,
thank you.
Really, the reason I wanted to call in, though, was that Brian is exactly right. There are Wiccans in the military, and they are well organized, and they can be, you know, on the dog tags or whatever. They can put Wicca on
yeah.
there as your favorite. Now, I was in the military 1973 to 1976.
Bet there weren't many then.
There weren't a lot, and there was some pressure at that time to actually put down Christian as what you wanted. However, during one of the Bush administrations, there was a big to-do at Fort Hood about the Wiccans that were at Fort Hood, and there were about 200 of them at the time. They didn't want to give them any kind of credit for their religion, and there was a huge to-do, and it made all the newspapers. And it finally came down that the military had to let them have their own services. They weren't allowed to exclude them from having their own services on the base.
It seems so obvious. I mean, you know, the military, the government just hates to sort of change these things. But this is the truth in prisons. You know, if you want to be an atheist or, atheist, a Wiccan or a Satanist or whatever term you want to be in prison, they got to let you do it, but they don't want to. And
right.
By the way, if in case you want to do this from a utilitarian standpoint, the Jews get all the best food. So go ahead and go with that.
Now, there is a problem.
That's why they wrote those kosher rules. Sorry, go ahead.
There has been a problem with Wiccans in the military because when they go into Islamic countries, Islam has what they call the people of the book.
Right.
So, for instance, and their Wicca, any pagans are not included in those. It includes
right.
Christians and Muslims and Jews and
yep.
Zoroastrians. But
yep.
anyone outside that group is basically fair game. So if they were captured, they could really lay on to them.
Yeah, this is true. And it's interesting. I'm actually kind of shocked at how many, at least in my experience, how many Wiccans were in infantry. Because it seems like I think a lot of people have the aspect that, you know, that it's a very peaceful religion, you know, do what you will as long as you don't harm anybody
right.
else.
Yeah.
But that seemed to be where they concentrated the most. And just real quick, you know, when I actually wore at one point, I mean, because I'm ethnically Jewish, even though I became a Christian in the military, I wore a Star of David over there, and not a single Muslim batted an eye at it. It didn't bother
yeah.
them at all. The American flag on my shoulder bothered them a whole lot more than any Star of David.
See, it's my contention, statism is really the religion that's had here.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, that these people are working hard for the state. They're not working hard for their religion.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Dave?
All right. I'll let you guys take it from there.
Appreciate
it. That's really interesting.
855-450-FREE. Yeah, you know, I guess when it comes to you know, these different religions and that kind of thing, I for me it's a live and let live situation. I don't care if atheists want to get together in an organization, they want to make that organization and call it a church. I don't care. I certainly think that Wiccans should be recognized as a church, and I think we're all better off if people are able to organize in these ways. And I'm not upset because I think a lot of atheists, unlike you guys, are upset that somebody might get a tax-deferred status. Because, in fact, their religion is the state.
Oh, yeah. That's something I want to talk about, actually. Is it perpetuating a system that, you know, maybe we might disagree with, to have an atheist church getting tax-exempt status? Like, if we don't support churches and we don't support the state giving people tax exemptions, then...
Well, I support the state giving everybody a tax exemption status.
Right,
so.
I support nobody, so there's a subtle difference there for sure.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to GEICO, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippity-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm. You got to send a friend request first. That's lrn.fm on Skype.
We want to be your friend.
What is it? It's a contact request? I'm not sure.
Contact request, yeah.
We want to be your contact. Mm. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
So in the last segment, Anthony called in about Bitcoin mining. And just real quick, I told you how to get Bitcoins in the last hour from cashintocoins.com. I always get those two transferred. Cashintocoins.com.
if you're going to get them, you need a wallet. And the best place to get an, sort of an online wallet, I don't recommend you keep all your money here at blockchain.info. But I think it's a great little account to kind of, you know, for your pocketbook.
They do. You know, there used to be an online Bitcoin wallet where you could just basically go to a URL and your wallet was there. That has almost no security. And they did get a big hack where a lot of Bitcoins were stolen from them. But however, blockchain.info actually has two-factor authentication enabled. They do have a mechanism by which you could potentially recover your password if you needed to by having an alias or an identifier or whatever. But two-factor authentication is basically when you have to have a password and then you also have to have something else, so like a code that you see on your cell phone or something like that. So they've got some extra security measures in place. It's not just like a regular old web wallet with almost no security.
Yeah, it's a lot better.
So you could feel better about that, but yet it's also convenient because you can access it from your phone, from your computer, anywhere. So I just did the read for you, Mark.
Yeah, you did. Blockchain.info.
But we love blockchain. I mean, they're great. 300,000 users and counting, more than that, actually.
Yeah, I use it myself. It's just phenomenal.
Yep, me too.
So in the last segment, we were talking about the tax-exempt status that goes with churches, and I think you brought up a sort of an interesting philosophical conundrum that gets sort of debated in libertarian circles and other, I guess I should say all kinds of liberty-minded circles. Some people.
Well,
don't
it's also kind of an elephant in the room in this show because, you know, of course there is the Shire Free Church, right?
Indeed.
Which is, do you want to explain what that is?
The Shire Free Church is an organization that Ian and I put together along with a couple of other ministers, if you want to use that terminology. It's certainly a legal term. And the fact is that they've got the Shire Society. The Shire Free Church is the church for that that organization. The Shire Free Church owns Ian's house. And, yeah, I mean, you know, we work for the Shire Free Church. And I guess what my question here is, I like the idea of people being tax exempt. Do you like that?
No. I prefer the idea of having no taxes to be exempt from.
Okay. So you like the idea of no taxes.
Yeah.
And tax exempt status does give one the ability not to pay taxes,
right?
It
gives some people that ability, but it's that, you know, they have to beg and scrape and plead and put on airs, you know, to convince their masters that they're worthy of getting tax exempt status. And I call BS on the whole thing, frankly. I think it's not a system that I want to support by participating in, you know, by begging for, oh, please, can I have some tax-exempt status? I'll do everything you say in your little rules. And then they could change the rules at any time, too.
Can.
And they could yank that away from you. So when tax-exempt status is given, it can be taken away just as easily. And so,
well, I don't know that that's entirely the case. Try to imagine in today's society the United States government somehow doing away with tax-exempt status for churches.
Maybe not for churches, but like for churches that are politically unpopular, sure, they could yank it from you.
Have you seen that happen? I mean, can you give me an example?
Okay, not off the top of my head, but there have been some charitable or like some 501c3 organizations that have lost their tax-exempt status. But, well, the point is at one time they had that status and then they lost it. And, you know, there was the allegations where actually, I work with a nonprofit organization, and we were wondering if we were affected by this, but like the IRS was reviewing applications earlier this year, and they were kind of like denying libertarian or Tea Party kind of groups or whatever these tax-exempt status. Uh-huh. They were doing it for political reasons, and it was like this big scandal.
It's hard to know whether or not they, in fact, were doing it for political reasons or not, but yes, they were certainly getting investigated.
Well, are you surprised that the IRS might be affected by political biases, you know, towards their friends or whatever?
I guess the
government wants to
reward
their friends and punish their enemies, right? Is that surprising?
If it's your job to look for people who aren't paying for taxes, you might go looking at the groups that are against taxes, right? Like, there's a place to look, you know, and that's not necessarily, whatever. It's I guess it's beside the point. And to me, it seems like somebody who might be begrudging somebody else for doing well. You know, like, yeah, I'm for human freedom in the sense that I believe that taxes are theft.
Mm-hmm.
I concur with you 100%. However, if you can get around participating in their system of get around from being stolen from, is there any reason not to do that? I support this atheist church's right to do that. If atheists want to get together in a group, who's to say they're not a church?
Yeah, I mean, I'm look, I want you to not pay taxes too, Mark. I want everybody to not pay taxes. I just, for me, I'm not comfortable supporting. I see it as supporting and perpetuating a system that I really do not agree with.
Which one? Just the churches, like, or the taxes?
Both, like to basically to become a church, or to twist one's definition of oneself so that one becomes a church.
You've never given me a definition that doesn't fit what Free Talk Live does.
Well, it's completely okay. Fine, you believe Free Talk Live fits in, and maybe it does, but that's defined, you know, by the state. It's essentially, I think there are going to be some changes maybe in the organization, and I've already seen some changes that, you know, those are basically so that the state will recognize the Shire Free Church as a church. And I just don't feel comfortable with that.
I gotcha. And I hear you. I mean, I know you don't like it, but I think that one of the reasons you don't like it is because you don't like the word church. Like, it just gives you the heebie-jeebies.
Absolutely.
You were treated terribly in your religious organization, and that you've got a lot of...
And I didn't even go to a church, but...
Angst around... Well, in your case, it was a synagogue. You've got a lot of angst around that. And I got it. I understand.
Yeah.
I have all kinds of things around my church, too. To me, it's about legal definitions. And Free Talk Live always has been, besides, it's been infotainment, right? It's information, it's entertainment. We mm-hmm. talk about, we educate people on moral decisions. And what's the difference between educating people on moral decisions, hopefully in an entertaining way, and that in a church? If a preacher from the Methodist Church or the Baptist Church got on the radio, you can believe he's going to call his radio show a church.
Yep, absolutely. But it doesn't mean that you have to call yours a church.
I don't have to do anything, Stephanie.
No, I know, but you
volunteer.
But I know
what they're going to do to me if I don't pay their taxes. And I know...
I gotcha, man.
You're like, some people...
I don't feel comfortable with it. That's all I'm saying.
I know you're not comfortable with it, but I'm not comfortable with jail either. And these are things that I have to confront. I make a lot more because I've got a family to support than you do. If you don't, for instance, I don't know what you make, but if you're making less than $14,000 a year, the only thing they can do is force you to file a piece of paper, and they can't actually force you to pay any money.
I don't know. Not that this is a saying Jesus said, but a lot of people attribute it to him. But, do unto others as you had done unto you. Asking them for respect means I'd have to... asking the government to respect me means I'd have to respect them, and I'm not okay with that.
I got it. I love the principled position. I really do.
Yeah.
I just know what they do to that principled position. They'll shoot you, they'll run you over, they'll do whatever it takes.
And not if there's enough of
us.
Indeed. Indeed.
Yeah. And we're not resisting taxes necessarily either, right? We're just saying we're not going to be a church.
855-453.
National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Mark, the director of the American Preppers Network. Two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event. Absolutely free. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy, resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go straight to the phones here. Got Matt in Pennsylvania. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I saw a Facebook post that you guys made asking if atheism was a religion.
Did we ask that?
We did.
Okay, I didn't.
Is Brian. Right. He's controlling the Facebook page.
Brian
tonight.
Is asking that because I've been studiously avoiding asking that question because I don't think that this story is actually that question.
Oh, okay. Well, my comment was right now I have an open public challenge for anybody to show a systematic approach to validating the claims of the Book of Genesis. And
systematic approach to validating the claims of the Book of
basically
Genesis.
Show that the Bible is real or true or whatever.
Yeah, yes. I think and the stuff in Genesis is, I mean, there's a lot of things that you could systematically try to prove, like Balaam and his talking ass. I think that the single biggest crazy claim out there, it goes well beyond slaying 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of an ass. It is the Gideon with the sun stopped while he or Joshua that the sun stopped while they battled on the plain. The sun
that was Gideon.
Was it Gideon? Okay, I could be wrong. You could be wrong too.
Well, you're right that God talked through an ass once. He might be doing so again now.
It could happen. But I think that the idea that the sun stayed in the sky for a battle is probably the most ridiculous of the claims.
Yeah, so is there a website, Matt, about this?
No, I had an open challenge on Facebook, and if anybody can prove to me that the claims of Genesis are true, then I told them that I will gladly go to the church of their choosing every Sunday for the full services in the year of 2014.
Mm. Has anybody tried to?
Yeah, I'm dying to get you to the church.
I'm expecting you're going to get a lot of people attempting to prove this to you, and you might get caught up in a lot of long conversations that you don't necessarily want to have.
Yeah, I am caught up in long conversations at this point. But back to the question of atheism being a religion, it's just not. And anybody that claims that atheism is a religion or that there's a church of atheism...
okay, that's the question. Let me ask you this, Matt. What is a church?
Okay. A church would be a public gathering based on beliefs that do not have evidence pertaining to those beliefs.
A church has to be a public gathering centered around beliefs that don't have scientific backing?
I believe so, yeah.
What about Buddhism?
Buddhism doesn't really make any strong claims.
Is it a religion? And would a legal organization recognize a Buddhist organization as a church?
I don't think we're talking about legal stuff here.
I'm asking Matt questions.
Right,
here.
But you're asking him a question that's kind
he
of.
He said that it couldn't be a church, and
right. He's talking about the definition, not the legal definition.
There's lots
but
of
just...
definitions to words. So
okay, well, Matt, what were you?
This is a flexible thing we're doing here. Smart people can be flexible with ideas and words. So Matt can handle it.
Okay,
well, first
go
of
ahead,
all,
Matt.
I think Buddhism is an atheist religion. Would it not be?
I don't know. What's an atheist religion? If Buddhism is an atheist religion, then how can...
Do they have a deity? I don't really know as much about, enough about Buddhism to say.
They don't necessarily know.
Okay.
What was your question, sir?
I guess, to me, church is, among other things, defined as a legal term. And so therefore they define things like synagogues and mosques and churches all as the same sort of religious organizations. And...
Well, okay, go ahead.
And so, therefore, if atheists want to get together a particular day of the week, they have, say, a little group of little set of things that they do. Maybe they want to sing. One of the best things about churches is the community and the singing. Then why shouldn't those atheists be able to call their organization of getting together a church and enjoy the beneficial tax status thereof?
Well, I don't believe that it would be so much as a church as a social gathering by definition.
What's whose definition? Yours or the law?
Well, words have meaning, Mark. I mean,
they do.
By the words of the dictionary.
Yeah.
Dictionaries usually have numbers next to the definitions, and they'll often have several.
Matt, I'm with you, just so you know. Well, I think Mark's being a jerk.
Without trying to contradict myself, though, Buddhism is an atheist religion, so to speak. However, atheism as a whole isn't necessarily a religion because atheism doesn't claim any knowledge of origin or
agreed.
Of supernatural abilities.
And a church is a type of organization, as its definition. Atheism means a person who does not believe in God, and atheism is a religion like bald is a hairstyle, is a hair color. I gotcha. I'm 100% on board. 100%. However, can a group of atheists get together on a regular basis and do whatever it is that they do and call themselves a church and somehow be legally sanctioned, whether Stephanie likes that legal sanctioning or not?
That's based on the separation of church and state, I would assume. And I don't
meaning
that America is a secular nation that is accepting of all people's religion, but yet does not practice a religion itself. Therefore, if you are going to separate church and state in that manner, then technically, yes, atheism can be a private or separate from the state. But, who's to say? Because atheism isn't exactly a non-belief in God. It's just, there's no credible evidence for such a thing. Therefore, why would we want to believe in God? I'm not necessarily like an atheist. I more consider myself an agnostic, because I truly don't know. I think that's one of the things that is a problem with society today.
Churches. My question's here about churches. Can atheists get together, call themselves a church, and do you support them you know, from a legal standpoint, do you support them not being attacked by the organization calling itself the government because they've gotten together and called themselves a church?
I do not support that the government attack anybody on their based on their beliefs. No. So I believe that they are well entitled to the separation of church and state.
Okay, there we go. Appreciate the call, Matt. 855-450-FREE.
I don't support it.
What?
I don't support that atheists can gather together, get tax exempt status, call themselves a church. And because at that point, you know what, I think they are becoming a religion. In fact, this is a huge problem I have with Richard Dawkins, who's one of the most popular, if not the most popular atheist in the world, where he, you know, he comes out and says, well, we're cultural Christians. And he spends most of his writing, and I mean, not this book's about actual science, but like his writings about atheism, most of his writing just, you know, trashing God and all this and how terrible he is and all these things. And yet to still hold on to the idea of being a cultural Christian, just like these atheists are holding on to the idea of using missionary tactics openly, of wanting things that come along with being part of religion, is missing the... Dawkins is right in pointing out the atrocities that religion has brought on through history, okay, that superstition has created through history. But then to not examine what exactly allowed for that to even take hold in individuals' minds, and I think that the whole idea of church, the whole idea, and let's define church by the guy who defined it, Jesus Christ. He said, "Where one or two people gather in my name, that's church."
All right.
Okay. So let's say that that's the by and large definition. But look what's come out of that. Why would anyone that has accepted that there's no God, that there's no Christ, want anything to do with what brought all that on? And if your problem is, like Dawkins, that superstition has wrought terrible things in life, why are you emulating even an ounce of it?
I'm going on record as disagreeing with Jesus. 850, that's not the definition of church. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
We all know how useful Bitcoins are, but how can you cash out Bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a MoneyPack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM, and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out Bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your Bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling Bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years.
years. ProStores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-453. If all this talk of atheist churches makes you want to head for the hills, Man Venture Outpost.
Oh, it kind of does make me want to head for the hills.
What you need? Look, folks, there is no God. Go to manventureoutpost.com and get equipped. Okay.
Stephanie, you're going to need a tent and some apparel and some water filtration.
I totally do.
They've got it there at manventureoutpost.com. Fish finders, flashlights. Accessories.
Where's
of all
my
sorts.
Fish? I don't know. I need a fish finder.
That's right. It's a little whistle. You blow it. It's a fish call. They've got whatever you need there at manventureoutpost.com. If you're out in the wilderness, some people want to shoot things to eat. You can get long guns. Handguns probably for defending yourself against a bear or something if you're out in the wilderness. Or against some other person who's out in the wilderness, I suppose. ManVentureOutpost.com. It's a family-owned operation. And every time I've gone there, got the lowest prices. You can check for yourself. ManVentureOutpost.com.
Just real quick, if there is a God, you've got a tribulation you're going to have to handle or live throughout. And so you might want to go to ManVentureOutpost.
But he's only going to test you as far as you can handle.
That's right.
Steve in Missouri. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey. So you're talking about what is a church, you know, and I was thinking about things like elk lodges. What's an elk lodge?
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah.
What is an elk lodge for people who don't know?
I really don't know myself. Well, I know that they have buildings and that.
Well, that falls under fraternal laws, right?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, yes.
I really don't know. Actually, know what they are. There are people who get together at these elk lodges, and I don't know what they do in there because I've never.
There's drinking going on. I know that much.
Yeah. What about a Masonic? Masonic temple.
I don't know how much drinking goes on at Masonic temples. I couldn't say.
I don't know what goes on.
There are very specific laws that apply to fraternal organizations, not to maternal ones either, so only to fraternal.
Such as Elks, Masons.
Yeah, there's laws that say they like a city has to actually allow their symbols to be put on. Right. You know, when you enter the city.
Yeah, everybody's seen that, like a chain link fence wall thing.
Yeah,
the, like the,
it,
eagles and the lions and
Lions
the moose.
Club, yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to look up the specific laws, but there are literal laws on the books for fraternal
organizations. We're not lawyers.
No, we're not.
Anything
that.
We give is legal. Is not legal advice. So looking up laws. Look, the reason
I was thinking was that you know, there are these fraternal organizations, and that's all they are. They're just big fraternities for adults, you know, just like when you're in college. And even religion is kind of a fraternity.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's much difference between these fraternal organizations and in religions other than they've decided to call themselves something different. And I don't know what kind of tax-exempt status, you know, the fraternal organizations manage to enjoy. I don't know. That's the problem with all these laws out there. There's more laws on the books than one person can read every day of their waking hours for four lifetimes. And to hold me accountable to these laws when there's no way I could have possibly have read them, it's just plain old insane cruelty.
It's insanity, yeah.
Yep. Steve, I do appreciate the call.
Thanks. Then we have the VFW as well.
Yeah. Right.
So
if you went and fought in a foreign war, then you can go and drink at these bars. And, wow, are they tax exempt?
Well, yeah, the fact is I believe that most of these fraternal organizations at least have 501c3 status and therefore enjoy some kind of tax-exempt
churches status. Get that automatically, though, like everybody else has to apply for it. Churches, I wonder if they get it automatically, too.
Churches are a little special, and I don't think they do. Probably not. Steve, I do appreciate the call. Thanks so much. 855-450-FREE. You can call in and
give us your definition of a church, because, I mean, that's a... I'm curious to hear like a good dictionary kind of definition of a church. You know, maybe not like go up and look at the dictionary because that's not too.
I want to hear what you think of it.
Well,
I you know, like I know what I think a church is, and what I think a church is doesn't really matter. Because I don't think that an atheist church is a church. I don't think the Shire Free Church fits what my sort of rigorous definition of a church is. It doesn't really. But it doesn't matter what I think. What matters is what the law is. Is if I was on a jury and somebody sat me there and said, all right, Mark, you're going to have to tell me what a church is I would have to define this against what I know. And what I know is the Unitarian Universalist Church includes a bunch of atheists. That the government, about a month or month and a half ago, the United States government, gave an atheist organization a church tax-exempt status. I know that Buddhists don't have a deity. So if one wants to call oneself a church, I'm not sure I can find, if you're an organization, I'm not sure I can find anything that sort of disproves anybody wanting to make any organization tax-exempt.
See, that's really interesting that you're saying that, and this is what I think might be one of these compromises in principle that comes with kind of playing along with the system, with the rules, and that is that normally, Mark, I think you would say that the law is not what's important. It's what's in your heart. It's what you know to be right and wrong or whatever you hold for yourself as your moral code, right? But you just said it's the law that matters. What's a church, right?
If I were on a jury,
I'd have to define it as the law says. So,
I think the law is important in that the law is enforced by people who will use violence against you, and you have to live in this world. I may or may not think it's safe to travel at 95 miles an hour on the interstate. However, if I'm going, do you travel at 95 miles an hour on the interstate and have the expectation that somebody with little silly blue lights on the top of their car isn't going to pull you over?
I gotcha. I understand what you're saying. It's just, it's about kind of where your principles go when you start kind of playing within the system. Like,
so do you principally ignore speed limit signs? Because that's a very real.
I value my life, and I don't feel comfortable driving at 95.
Me
so.
Too. I value my life. I value the life of other
it's
people.
It's not because the sign says it.
I know the money that I give to government, whether it's by force or whether you know hook or crook, they often use to kill people. I value their lives, and that's important to me. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hello. Well, regarding the churches and the atheist organization has been granted the status of a church.
I'm a member of a church. I tried to start a branch, and I got into the 501c3, and essentially a church, if you establish a church, you do have to apply for 501c3 status.
I don't believe that's the case. I think that there's some legal exemption.
To.
Okay.
How was that process?
Who required you, and how did they require you?
Well, I looked at the IRS regulations, and if you want a 501c3 status. Now, technically, under the law, under the Constitution, a church doesn't need it. They automatically have it, as you said.
Right.
But in order to have the IRS recognize that you have it, you do have to apply.
And okay. So 501c3 status and what that means to people, I believe, I'm not a lawyer, I don't give legal advice, but what I believe that means is that people can donate to your organization and then can write it off on their taxes.
And you also cannot endorse political candidates and things like that.
Right. In exchange for that, you can't endorse political candidates. My question to you is you'd still be a church under sort of legal definitions if people couldn't write off donations to your organization, right?
Yes, you could, and then if they couldn't write it off, it's because you don't have the IRS-given 501c3 status. In other words, if you just call yourself a church, you can collect donations, and you can give part of that to charity, and that's what makes you, or to help people, and that's part of what makes you a 501c3, is that you're a charitable organization. You may not spend all of your money for charity work. You do spend some of it to run the organization, be it a church or an atheist organization wants to call themselves a church, but in order to get the 501c3 status, they have to do something charitable with some funds that are either contributed by the members or by the general public.
Right.
It sounded like the atheist church had that as part of their slogan. It was something like help other people or something
there,
like that. They were
go.
Planning on.
And there you go. And, you know, you were right. Someone said earlier what Jesus' definition of the church was. It's close, but not quite. According to Jesus, it's the group of people that is the church, and it doesn't require donations or anything else. But I think according to the definition of what the government would consider a church, any belief in something spiritual could be considered a church. And I believe that a non-belief in something spiritual could also be considered a church.
It's interesting. Thanks so much, Jim. 855-450-FREE. Your thought on churches or, well, you know, whatever. It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733.
I want to introduce you to a new groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to LifeWatch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with LifeWatch. Dial 800-522-8286.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.